Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You are now once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show on Thursday night, April 11th, 2019. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr. And we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 p.m. until 9 p.m. On tonight, as usual, and especially for the first-time listeners, I'm asking all listeners, please get your Bibles, your pens, and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the person of Pastor Eric Morpheus. He will be bringing forth the word of God on tonight very shortly. He is the pastor of Eagle Wings Baptist Church, the Eagle Wings Church, which is located in Warren, Michigan. He will be bringing forth the word on tonight. So get your Bibles, pens, and paper ready so you can follow along with him as we go through God's word together on tonight. I don't want you to take it lightly or for granted. I want you to be able to read it and see it and hear what the Lord is saying to you through his word on tonight for yourself. So we also open up with prayer. And I'm asking all listeners, if you would please go into prayer with me, because we serve an awesome God. He can hear. not only hear, but he can answer all of our prayers at the same time, because he knows who we are and where we are at all times. So please, I'll go to the throne of grace with me at this time. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, we come once again to give you glory. We come to give you honor and praise for who you are, Heavenly Father. We bless your name on tonight because we know that you're worthy to be praised. There is none like you in all the earth. And Father, we know without a doubt, those that are saved in your Son Jesus' name, we know that you have all power in heaven and earth in your hands. You are in total control at all times. We now, Heavenly Father, we come asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with me and my entire family, Pastor Eric Morphis and his entire family, and all faithful, committed doers of your word all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, so that we can continue to do what you have assigned and anointed for our hands to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, so we can be restored back to you and fulfill our God's purpose on the earth. But now, Lord, we pray that you would continue to move by your Spirit through your word on tonight over the airwaves to every listener, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward each one of us, because we know that we are not worthy of them. But we just thank you for who you are. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. We thank you for his dying on the cross for us, for the sins of mankind, so that those that choose him as your Son and as their personal Lord and Savior, that he, through his blood on the cross that was shed for us, we can be redeemed back to you. So we thank you for Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King. So now, Lord, we pray that should there be any listeners on tonight that are not saved in Jesus' name, we pray, Lord, that your word will go forth with power to the saving of souls, even on tonight. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless and strengthen those that have walked away from you, not fulfilling of God's purpose, that you would draw them back to you. And the Father, in the name of Jesus, and that the body of Christ, those who are saved in Jesus' name, will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word on tonight. It's our prayer, Lord, and most of all, that you will be glorified on tonight. So continue to bless Pastor Morpheus, use him as you always do with your glory on tonight. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, again, tonight's spiritual food for thought, even if you're on the right track, you'll get ran over if you just sit there. Once again, spiritual food for thought. Even if you're on the right track, you'll get ran over if you just sit there. But that's our spiritual food for thought. Every week when we come on, every Thursday and Saturday night, I normally have a different spiritual food for thought. And these are just some things that once you really ponder it in your mind, it's really actually something to think about. So that was tonight's spiritual food for thought. I'm asking all listeners, I hope you have your paper and pens and paper ready to follow along with again. He is the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, located in Warren, Michigan. He will be bringing forth the word of God very shortly. But I have an announcement. God has blessed this ministry, this worldwide platform, that he has blessed me with so many wonderful men and women of God that he's using as they are under my direction because of God's glory. He saw fit to do so, and I'm grateful for the position. And these other shows that I'm about to announce to you and present to you for those that may be listening for the first time, again, I pray that you write these down. These are other shows that are up under my direction that the Lord has ordained for it to be so, and I'm grateful to be the executive director over these awesome men and women of God. So the first show that is under my direction is titled Theologically Speaking with Jose and Danielle Dorsey. They are the host, husband and wife. Theologically Speaking with hosts Jose and Danielle Dorsey. Their show airs each first and third Thursday. Once again, each first and third Thursday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then we have a woman of God, a psychologist, who always applies the word of God to each situation that she deals with her clients and those under her ministry and leading by the Lord. Her show is titled Clinically Speaking with host Sierra Renee. Her show airs each fourth Thursday, again, fourth Thursday, and also every first Saturday 6:30 p.m. Again, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Then we have Ministry I'm Possible. This is a young man of God who is also a member of my church, where I am a member of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, where our bishop and pastor is none other than Bishop James A. Jennings. So this is also Bishop Jennings' armor bearer. So one of his armor bearers. So he has a show up under my direction. It's titled Ministry I'm Possible. Once again, Ministry I'm Possible, with host Minister Sharon Rambis. His show airs each second Thursday. Once again, each Saturday, every second Thursday and every fourth Saturday night from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. And also, not only that, God has also blessed us again. Now we have Pastor Eric Morphis, who will be on each second Thursday night. He is the man of God that's going to be delivering God's word very shortly on tonight. He will be coming forth every second Thursday night. My show airs at 8 p.m. from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. Then we have my first cousin from Greensboro, North Carolina. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. That is none other than Pastor Norman King. Pastor Norman King show. He's on my show at 8 p.m. each third and fourth Saturday. Once again, Pastor Norman King, my first cousin, he is on my show at 8 p.m. each third and fourth Saturday night at 8 p.m. And finally, we have Deacon Marvin Cox. Deacon Marvin Cox, this is a young man that God's blessed with inspirational, being able to write inspirational poems, and he shares an inspirational poem with us each time he comes on, and then he delivers God's word. Deacon Marvin Cox, his show airs he comes on my show at 8 p.m. Every first and second Saturday at 8 p.m. Once again, Deacon Marvin Cox. Now, this is a young man, for those of you that do not know, he is deals with, like, I think it's muscular dystrophy. He cannot no longer get out of the house and go to the house of worship to pray and worship God like he used to. But he is so blessed and anointed. The Lord saw fit for him to be on this platform. Again, I'm so grateful for him that he did not give up. He still had the desire to do God's word, do God's will through teaching God's word and presenting God's word, and also sharing with the worldwide listeners inspirational poems that will bless you. Again, Deacon Marvin Cox, thank God he did not give up, but he's still sharing the good news of Jesus Christ on this platform. Again, he is on my show at 8 p.m. each and every first and second Saturday, 8 p.m. So that's my announcement. I pray that you have taken that information down, that you would consider and take the time to listen to those shows and be blessed by God's word through these men and women of God as well. And also that you would share this information with others, your friends and co-workers, and even the ministries, and let them tune in and be blessed by this ministry, because this ministry has been ordained by God. And I'm thankful that I'm a part of it, that his will is being done, and that his word is going forth around the world, that people are being blessed, people are being saved, people's faith are being built up, and their strength is being renewed, and standing on the word of God and holding on to God's unchanging hand, because we know that we have the victory through Christ Jesus. So that's what I have for you all for now, but we're going to go right to our music break. Following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Eric Morphis. Again, he's the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, located in Warren, Michigan. And he will give his contact information and address and all of that in his presentation before he delivers the word, or if he chooses to do it afterwards, however he chooses to do so. But we're going to go back to the music break right now, and I pray that you be blessed by this musical selection by Brother Travis Green, and it's titled "You Waited."
What amazing grace.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Aren't you glad that Jesus waited for me and he waited for you? And so that's why I'm so grateful that the door is open for anyone that's not saved in Jesus' name or tonight. If you know that you're not saved, hear this word on tonight. Let the Lord minister to your heart, and you too can be saved. You just open your heart and believe by faith that Jesus Christ is God's Son, that he came down from glory to pay our sin debt with his own blood, even for you. If you're not saved right now, you can be saved even on tonight. Just believe in him that he's God's Son, that he died for you and me, that he paid the price. Now he has risen from the dead, and he's now sitting at the right hand of God, making intercession for the saints of God on tonight. You can become a saint of God on tonight. Just choose you this day whom you're going to serve. So right now we are so excited to bring forth one tonight. Once again, Pastor Eric Morphis. Again, he's on my show every second Thursday night, which my show starts at 8 p.m. He is about to bring forth God's word. I'm asking our listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. Once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. Email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. So now I am so excited to bring forth once again, Pastor Eric Morphis. I yield the mic to you. Before I bring him on, listeners, do not hang up your phones. Do not go off the internet, because once he concludes with the message on tonight, he is going to come forth with the song and ministry. You waited. That was my music break. I'm sorry. His closing song is Your Presence, In Your Presence by Jason Upton. So after he have concluded with the word on tonight, you want to be blessed by this ministry and song titled In Your Presence by Jason Upton. So now I yield now to you, the listeners, Pastor Eric Morphis.
God bless you tonight, Brother James. Amen. Thank God for you and all that you are doing, bringing forth the word of God through the internet, through Blog Talk Radio, and with all the anointed and gifted voices that you have on the show, doing a mighty work for the kingdom of God and empowering the people to become all that they can be in Christ Jesus. Amen. To everyone that is tuned in tonight, we thank God for you. God is progressively bringing us into a greater awareness of who we are in him. And we know that in this hour, God is trying the hearts of men so that they may see within themselves what needs to be brought forth. Amen. And God has a purpose and a plan for us. He had predestinated us, amen, from the womb to the tomb, amen. God has brought us into this hour, into this moment, amen, to bring forth his glory in the earth. And then to impact and empower mankind to their purpose and destiny. As we observe the festivals that's going on this month with Lent and also Easter Sunday that's coming up, also known as Resurrection Sunday, this is a time where ministry of the word and ministry of the grace of God to the people is very important to get them to understand that there is a greater knowledge of who God is and who Jesus Christ is and the Holy Spirit and how he wants to fellowship with each and every one, amen, to bring them into such a magnificent salvation, amen, that is pure and that is holy. And it is free to all. To all who are willing to accept, amen, Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their lives, amen. God bless you tonight. We're not going to prolong the time. We want to get right into the word of God, amen. And God has a word for you tonight. And he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto us on tonight, amen. God bless you. I want us to turn our Bibles to Matthew's chapter 11 tonight. And I believe that is a word that is relevant for the restoration of your identity in Christ. in Matthew chapter 11, and we're going to begin to read from verse 28 all the way to verse 30. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 through 30. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." And tonight I just want to talk briefly about it's time to take your rest. It's time to take your rest. One of the things that I want to point out that jumped off the pages when I was meditating and reading is that Jesus extends an invitation. He's extending an invitation to those who have been burdened down with legalistic rules and regulations under the Pharisaic laws and under the heavy taskmasters of observing the law, and people who were bound by religion, by a legalistic system that brought no joy, that brought no power, the system that puts a burden on the people's hearts and give them no hope, give them no future. Jesus extends the invitation and he says, "Come unto me, all ye that laden and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And in verse 28, I thought that it was very important to bring out tonight that in verse 29, if you will, he says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul." Verse 28 says, "Come unto me, and I will give you rest." Verse 29, he says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and you shall find rest." Verse 28, we see a rest given. Verse 29, we see a rest that is earned. Understand, this has to do directly with our salvation, beloved. The Bible says that for by grace are you saved through faith. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, we know that it's a gift of God and not of works, lest any man should boast. God has given us salvation. He has graced us with an unmeasurable and unthinkable salvation. And he gave that to us. He gave that to us so that we can be brought back into right relationship with him. This given rest is the initial salvation of your spirit. You know, the Bible talks about us being a trichotomy being, which means that we are a spirit, we have a soul, and we possess a body. Amen. And because of this, God wants us to experience salvation on all three levels. Amen. He wants our spirit saved, our soul saved, and our body saved. Amen. The Bible explicitly tells us in Hebrews chapter 4, amen, verse 12, it says, "For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It pierces even to dividing soul, spirit, and joints and marrow. Judges the thoughts and the intents of the heart." Also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, it says, "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." So in our initial salvation, he says, "Come, and I will give you a rest." That is grace. Then he says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and you shall find rest for your souls. It is very interesting that he said you will find rest for your soul. The word rest there is from a Greek word called psuche, which means it is your mind, your will, and your emotions. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Learn my ways of doing things, because this is how the kingdom of God operates in the hearts of men. Your mind, your will, and emotions will have rest. And we see that we're experiencing some troubling times, and we see a lot of detrimental things that is taking place in the earth. But I want to let you know tonight that those who are living in the atmosphere of heaven is not affected by the things that are occurring in the earth. Amen. The Bible says here, he says that you will find rest for your soul. Amen. Your mind, your will, and your emotions will come under subjection to the power and the rule of the Holy Spirit that will keep you in perfect pace if your mind is stayed upon him. Amen. It is very important to understand that we don't work to be saved, beloved, but we work because we are saved. Amen. Jesus said, come unto my vineyard and work, and whatever is right, I will pay, says the Lord. The Bible also tells us on tonight is work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So there is a work, amen, that we yoke up, amen, with Christ. As oxen will yoke up, and this yoke will be put upon the oxen to plow and to tread in the field. We yoke up with Jesus tonight, and we plow and we tread to the road of salvation. And our journey, amen, and our destiny of fulfillment in this hour. He says, you shall find rest for your soul. This is the reward of the believer. When you enter into his rest tonight, when you cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you, you will find rest for your soul. When you begin to pray and always pray, when you pray in the spirit, when you begin to pray and make your requests and your petitions and your supplications before the Lord, you will find rest for your soul. When you get into that quiet place where there is no disturbance, there is no outer activity that can touch you, that can cause you to walk out of the way or get you all bent out of shape, you can find rest for your soul. It's time for us to rest tonight. Rest in the finished work of Jesus Christ. Rest in his love on tonight. Rest in his grace, his salvation, and all the things that he has done for us. We can rest. We don't have to labor on our own tonight. We don't have to struggle because the struggle is over. Amen. Jesus died. And he paid the price for the penalty of sin. Now he says it's time for us to rest. It's time to remove the guilt of sin and wash it out of our minds so that we can walk in the perfect law of liberty. Amen. So that we be able to walk this journey unhindered. Amen. And uninterrupted. God is saying to you tonight, it's time for you to rest. It's time for you to find rest for your soul. Amen. Don't allow your soul to get bent out of shape, and don't allow your soul, your mind, your will, and emotions to be bogged down with the affairs and the cares of this life. Cast your care upon the Lord tonight, for he careth for you. Jesus said in John 14:1, he says, let not your heart be troubled. Amen. He is saying, do not allow things of this world, do not allow things that's taking place in your life to suffocate the word out of your heart, get you to disturb and knock you out of your peace. He is saying, let not your heart be troubled. Now, there's a couple of scriptures that I want to go to tonight because it is needful for us to understand that as we walk this journey of purpose and destiny, God wants us to mature as sons of God. Amen. When we come to God in initial salvation, when we come to him, we come to him as a child. Amen. As a child of God, we come. But he wants us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The only way that we can grow in Christ, amen, is taking the engrafted word, James 1:21 says, taking the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. Amen. Amen. The way that we grow in Christ is through prayer. Amen. The way that we grow in Christ is through fasting. Amen. The way that we grow in Christ is to fellowship with the believers. Amen. This is what God is calling us to do in this hour. And you know, in this time now, that injury can cause isolation. Did you hear that? I said injury can cause isolation. Have you ever been hurt, amen, by someone? And even more so, been hurt by someone in the church? Well, you know that as sheep of the Lord, you know that we are considered sheep and lamb of the Lord. And you know that animals, when they are injured, well, they are afflicted by some catastrophic injury, they always leave the pack and go into isolation. Well, the enemy wants to take your hurt to hinder you. But, beloved, it's time for us to heal. It's time for us to rest. And it's time to get back into the fold. It's time to get back and group back up and communicate with what God has placed us in. Amen. Isolation can bring devastation. Amen. And the enemy knows this. If he can get us isolated, then he can shoot us with all the fiery darts that he have against us. Amen. It's not a time to run away from God and his people. When we are injured and hurt, it's the time that we run to him. Amen. It's time to rest. Amen. Rest from our own labor. Now, it says in John chapter 1, verse 12, this is very interesting. It says that, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Tonight, God has given you power. He has given you authority to become a son of his. And it says that even to them that believe on his name. It is not God's desire that we remain a child. He wants us to grow. He wants us to progress. Amen. And your progress is a process. Amen. And it's the stripping away. And as we are stripped away of the flesh, as we are stripped away of self, God is pouring in more Christ, and more Christ, amen, until we become a son of God. That is the maturity level of the believer, amen, that we become a son of God. When you can get to the place where you find rest for your soul, you are entering into the realm of sonship, amen. You have now progressed. You have now grown into a greater level of relationship with the Father, that now you are in the place as a son. Amen. The Bible says also in Romans chapter 8, verse 14, it says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Who is led? Sons are led. Led by what? Led by the Spirit. Amen. They are led by the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Children are fed. Sons are led. Amen. Praise the Lord. And when we are led by the Spirit of God on tonight, amen, we will not allow our flesh to defeat us. We will not allow our flesh to knock us out of our victory in Christ Jesus. Amen. Those who are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. It's time for us to rest. It's time for us to grow in God. It's time to find that rest in God. And the way that we find that rest, we find that rest in communion. Amen. Communion with the Lord. Communion with the Holy Spirit. Quiet time. Peaceful time. Meditation. Prayer. Studying of his word. And then sit in his presence and allow him to communicate back to us. Amen. Amen. That we come into the community of the believers where we draw strength. Amen. And there's something about that when we gather in the presence of saints, we get a supernatural power. We get a supernatural confidence. We get supernatural strength. Because God has ordained for us to dwell collectively and not independently. Amen. Those who seek to be independent are those who have a need to control. Amen. But God's saying it's time to lose control tonight and allow his spirit and allow his presence. Amen. And the manifestation of his son. Amen. Just begin to overtake you. Amen, and begin to strip away the things, amen, that you are not, so that you may become what he is. The Bible says that as he is, so are we in this world. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. So he says that for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. God wants to strip away the things that are weighing you down tonight. God wants to remove every burden. God wants to remove every object of resistance so that you can walk freely and that you can walk unhindered. Amen. God wants to remove everything that concerns you because what concerns you concerns your Father on tonight. Amen. Praise God. He says that my burden is light. Amen. And we can take the yoke, that Jesus wore, and we can yoke up with him and walk into victory and walk into power and walk in authority because it's our divine inheritance, amen, that God has given to us the good pleasures of his kingdom. Take rest tonight because it's your inheritance as a believer. Amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I was waiting on Pastor Norman King. Not Pastor Norman King. I'm talking about Pastor Eric Morpheus. Do you have your song ready? Go ahead. Read that. And then following your selection, I want you to please once again give out your contact information, how people can reach you, and then for those in the Michigan area, how they can, you know, connect with you or come visit your church.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
You can do that. Song. So you can present your song now.
Okay, amen.
God bless us, listeners, please. We know how the enemy always trying to intervene. When that powerful word went forth just the way it did through Pastor Morpheus, the enemy got even more horrified. So we just thank God that God got even more glorified through that powerful word on tonight. Someone needed to hear that word. That was a word for someone on tonight. Even if it was one person, I know without a doubt it's more than one that needed to hear that much needed word on tonight. Through Pastor Eric Morpheus. Time to let us know when this song is ready.
Amen. Praise God. I I don't know what happened, brother. I had it queued
That's
up,
okay.
and for some reason it didn't come up. So, amen.
I tell you what, I'm going to do a real quick music break for you on just for a second, and then following this music break, I'm going to come back. Then I'm going to ask you to share with the listeners how they can get in contact with you and that information, your church address and everything, once I conclude this short music break.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Praise the Lord. It's queuing up now.
Just a second. Now, mind, I don't want the video. Just a little bit.
When everybody open your mouth and worship the Lord, He's worthy of the glory. He deserves the praise. When everybody all over the room open your mouth and worship the Lord, lift your hands and bless them.
Hallelujah.
So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I had to play that song out a little bit longer than I anticipated because it kind of ties in with the message on tonight. So I pray that you enjoyed that music. I know I enjoyed the word on tonight. I know that word was a blessing to someone on tonight. So we know God got the glory out of that message. And I pray that it received in love on tonight. So Pastor Eric Muffin, if you could share with the listeners, because I see we have a lot of new listeners since you was on last, and I'd like for them to know how they can contact you, and for those in the Michigan area, if they want to come visit you, give us your contact information, please.
Amen. Eagle Wings Church, amen, is currently holding service at 30,000 Van Dyke Avenue. That's 30,000 Van Dyke Avenue, or 12.5 in Van Dyke, across from the GM Tech Center at the Holiday Inn Conference Room. That's 12.5 in Van Dyke at the Holiday Inn Conference Room. And our service times is each and every Sunday at 3 p.m. That's 3 p.m. Each and every Sunday. Our contact phone number is 419-595-0191. That's 419-595-0191. Or you can reach us by email at eaglewings111@yahoo.com. That's eaglewings111@yahoo.com. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And for the first-time listeners, I would like for them to know that Pastor Eric Morris and I, we grew up in the same church as little young men. We sang in the choir together, and our families knew each other very well. And we just, like he was saying, how important it is for the children of God to gather together and give God glory, honor, and praise. That's what we are to do. He gets glory out of that. So we had the privilege of being raised in the same church where our parents worship and praise the Lord together, and we was active in the different auxiliaries in the church. We didn't just sit idle on the bench doing nothing. So they had us working just that they was giving God praise. We was doing it too while we were fulfilling our God purpose in that ministry at that time. So I thank God for letting us our paths run across each other again. So the Lord blessed me to have him come on one time, and he brought forth the powerful word like he did on tonight. So the Lord saw fitting for us to have him on at least for once a month. But now, who knows what the future is going to hold. So I just want to thank God for allowing him to be able to come forth. As you can tell for you listeners, what an awesome anointing he has on his life. And he brings forth the word with power. And that's why I ask you to get your Bibles and pen and paper ready. Because not only do he give scriptures pertaining to the message that he brings forth, all of the men and women that come forth with the word from the Lord over this platform, even myself, there are times when I get a chance to bring forth the God's word and share with the listeners what God is saying through to his people through me. And so, as I always say, get your pen. That's why it's important that you have your own Bible. Get your pens and paper ready so you can write down these scriptures. So in your leisure time, after you have heard over this platform, you can go back in your leisure time, and then the Lord may give you new revelation through what you are hearing. The same word is going to come back because his word is immutable, and you should get something new out of it every time we hear even the same message or title message. But, we should always get something new from it. So God's word is inexhaustible, and so we can't dispute what God's word says. So it's power to those that are the sons and daughters of Jesus Christ. So I thank God for this word on tonight. Again, Pastor, I'm going to say it again. I'm thinking about my cousin, again, Pastor Norman King, who comes forth with another powerful word also through this platform. So, Pastor Muffin, you continue to do what God has called and anointed for you to do for such a time as this. You are truly an anointed man of God. You bring forth powerful words every time you bring forth the word over this platform, and I thank God for you and your ministry and your family. So, but ready to close out in prayer as we always do. I want you listeners to know that I do not know you personally because this audience is growing worldwide, and every time I flip it over, there's more numbers added, new listeners, and so it's only God, and I give him the glory because it is marvelous in his eyes, and we are just the vessels, the servants, the ambassadors who are trying to fulfill our own individual God's purpose in the earth so that we can hear him say, a faithful servant at that time, well done, we have done our great work on here on earth, and then we will truly find rest for our weary souls when he say, well done, thy good and faithful servant, then enter thou into the joys of the Lord. And so that's what we're working toward, those who are faithful doers of God's word. And if you have heard this word on tonight, if you're not saved in Jesus' name, I want to say this once again before we go off the air, especially for the new listeners, I have said it a few times, and some people most likely already know what I'm about to say. God's word is so true and it's so powerful. Some people still believe, and for some reason, that they can be saved any way, any other way, other ways other than through Jesus Christ. But it's not true. That's a trick of the enemy. People still believe in science, some scientific beliefs about man came forth out of gorillas and ate. No, I stand on God's word. And this is a part of God's word that I want you to be very clear of for those of you that may not be saved in Jesus' name and you're thinking about being saved. You can only be saved in Jesus' name. Why? Because God is a spirit, and you cannot kill a spirit. So you can only be saved through the blood of Jesus Christ. God is not everyone's father. God is everyone's creator. I say that again. God is not everyone's father. He is everyone's creator. He will not and do not become your father until you have accepted his son, Jesus Christ, in your heart, and you believe that he is his son and he died for you and for me. He paid our sin debt with his own blood. And when you open your own mouth and by faith you confess the Lord Jesus Christ and you ask him to come into your heart and save you, and then once you're saved in Jesus' name, then God, the creator of all mankind, then he becomes your father. It's like he is the father of all of us who are saved in Jesus' name, even as of right now. You too become a part of God's family because he has a purpose for your life, and the enemy wants you to not fulfill it in the earth. And it's so sad to say that there are a lot of people, young and old, that are gone to the grave not fulfilling their God purpose. So you are not here by accident on tonight. This word is for you. If you're not saved, you have an opportunity to do it right away. Do it now, because it's just that urgent. It's vital for your soul's sake. And so Jesus, it's possible through Jesus Christ that you can be saved, because that's the only way. He is the only way that anyone can be saved is through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. And then God, our creator of all mankind, then he too becomes your father. So I just wanted to get that clear and straight for those that may be listening that do not really fully understand that is how you become saved in Jesus' name, in that name only. So we are going to close out in prayer on tonight. Listeners, I know that I do not know who all of you are, but God knows who you are. I know that you all are always in my prayers. So I'm asking you all to continue to lift up this ministry in prayer. Continue to share the good news about this ministry so that others can tune in and be blessed by it, and that God will continue to get the glory through this worldwide platform, because we know it's not in vain. Again, I say it's marvelous in our eyes because it is of the Lord's doing for his glory. And I just thank God for allowing me to be a part of it and for each guest that brings forth his word. So we're going to close out in prayer on tonight. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because you're worthy to be praised. There is none like you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word that has gone forth with power on tonight through your man of God, Pastor Eric Morphis. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for him. Continue to strengthen him. Bless his life, Heavenly Father. And I do want to give you glory, honor, and praise. My bishop, Bishop James E. Jennings' son, Pastor Marcus Jennings, is now become the pastor of First Baptist Church located in Virginia. The Lord anointed him and opened that position up for him. So he has now taken that role and position, and to God be the glory. So I just thank God for my bishop's youngest son, Pastor Marcus Jennings, who has now become the pastor of that church in Virginia. So we're going to give you thank you, Heavenly Father, for every listener. Continue to grant them the desires of their hearts. Continue to lead and guide them through your word, Lord. Continue to help them to remember and know that all of our help comes from you, and that you are our healer, and that we know that you care for us because your word says so, and we see it as evidence through your son, Jesus Christ, and not only through him, but through us living for you as servants and ambassadors and vessels. You are showing yourself strong in the lives of your people even today because we know that you have no respect of persons. So we just ask that you will continue to strengthen those that are being faithful doers of your word on tonight. Help us to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Sometimes when that time comes, that we have to encourage ourselves in your word. But for those that are faithful doers, Lord, continue to strengthen us that we will think that you have set before us and that your will be done in each of our lives all over the land, because you have many men, women, boys, and girls that are praising your name and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ all over the world. So we continue to bless my brothers and sisters in Christ all over the land that are being doers of your word and not just hearers only, and drawing many to Jesus Christ through your word, that many are being saved all over the land, even on tonight, for your glory. So we just thank you for who you are. We thank you that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. You never slumber nor sleep. You cannot lie. You cannot fail. You cannot change. You are the Most High God, our Father. We love you. We bless your name on tonight. We thank you most of all, Heavenly Father, even more for your Son, Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior and soon coming King. We just give you glory, honor, and praise. And that all the God's people touch and agree with this prayer, said amen. Once again, know that God loves you. I love you too. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord is my prayer for each one of you. Again, please continue to share the good news about this ministry that others can tune in and be blessed by it as well. Until the next time, good night.